This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, April 14th, 2016. The Movement for Democratic Change formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai stages street protests over poverty, missing diamond proceeds worth $15 billion, and other issues. Some parents and relatives of women and girls lured to Kuwait by suspected conmen are worried over their so-called agents' refusal to disclose their location in the nation. War veteran Bernard Manyadza claims that Zimbabwe's one-person, one-vote thrust has over the years been thwarted by President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Zimbabweans say the harsh economic situation in the country has almost eroded most gains of independence, as some of them now appear to be worse off than before the nation was liberated from British rule. We will take a closer look at today's street protests staged by the MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host of the Women's Roundtable will be talking with listeners and experts about the role played by women in Zimbabwe's liberation struggle of the 1970s. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The question today is, when was the Unity Accord signed? The draw will be conducted April 18th. Don't be left out.